proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
So it's Friday. Riggins, do you get beer on the way home every Friday? Or is it a different day of the week that you buy beer?
Yeah, it just depends. If I'm gonna be... I'll probably get beer.
And so what will you do today? Sure you got Adam work and social media posts and all that to do.
Yeah.
But you don't go anywhere on Fridays, do you? That's not your grocery shopping day or anything like that?
No, I don't do that. It's nice weather. It's really cold, so I got to take my dog on a long walk. and then we'll just see. Because we got a busy Saturday, so I'm going to do what I want today. Hang out.
My wife, during the days, is pretty much, if the weather is good, and good for her means not cold.
Yeah.
Then she is on the move. She's always got something that I'm going to go here, I'm going to run here, I'm going to go to this store, I got to do this, I got to do that, whatever. She's just constantly on the go.
Good.
But probably not today since it's cold. I bet she doesn't have anywhere that she's going today. So, not that I don't want her to be at home. It's not that, but when you say it's nice, so you're going to be out a long time, it's the opposite for her.
Yeah.
If it's below, I don't know, 55 degrees, she's not getting out.
Really?
Yeah. Unless she just has to.
Yeah.
Is it going to be cold for that thing tomorrow? We're doing an event with Blackfin, a Mara pub in Ballantyne area of Charlotte. And it's for Tunnel to Towers fundraiser. Is it going to be cold though?
I think the high is 55 or something like that. So it'll be cold by the time that starts. Probably in the 40s. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's going to be chilly.
Because she and... little friend Jenny both are so cold natured.
Do they talk about how cold it is a lot when it is cold?
Yeah. And you know, Jody's always, you know, famous for saying it's freezing.
Yeah.
Well, little friend Jenny says it's snowing.
Yeah.
You know, if it's cold in the house, she'll go, it's snowing in here,
which is surprising because she's from Nebraska, isn't she?
Yeah.
Nebraska. And that's tough. Those winters are tough. Yeah. I think so.
But, I mean, she's so tiny and, you know, she has no body fat to keep her warm at all.
Yeah. So, really, the way she eats is really just a defense mechanism. She's just trying to survive.
Yeah, sure.
It's like the Oregon Trail. Like, I need to put meat on these bones so I don't die from diphtheria or whatever,
whatever that was. Her handsome husband, Michael, if he's not working, you know, at his professional job, 9 times out of 10 you see him year round, he's going to be wearing shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't, he's so hot natured. He doesn't wear winter clothes at all. Hardly.
That's got to be a constant battle in the house then to just get like a comfortable temperature. Now I'm sure he just,
you know, isn't that a battle
in his head? It might be a battle, but I wonder what they keep it at. Cause my parents,
it's never hot or cold in their house whenever I'm over there. So
my parents do 70 degrees year round, but my mom is constantly under, you know, she's got her slippers or whatever and under the blanket all the time. It's freezing.
My in-laws in Louisiana in the summer, I think, will go down to 74. Oh.
Maybe that does feel nice and cool when it's 105 outside, you know, with the humidity, but 74 feels warm.
It is. But they come to my house for Christmas every other year, and the fireplace is on, and I mean, my kids and I are sweating, and they're wrapped in blankets on the couch with, UGG slippers and the whole thing.
Yeah. I haven't turned my heat on this year. So this morning I walked downstairs, it was 61 in the house. Again, I can go with it being cold. I can throw on some more sweatpants, but if it's 78 degrees, 82 or whatever they recommend now, please. No. I can't do it. I'll die.
What's the lowest you'll let it get to before you turn your heat on?
58 is what that's
pretty good. Yeah, I bet that feels awesome.
Yeah, and my power bill like crossed that threshold last month, and I was like, hell yeah, I'm not turning the heat on at all.
Well, you know, in Puffy Couch room in the winter, rather than turn the heat on, I will sit up there in like jogger pants and socks and warm slippers that I got last year, and a long sleeve shirt, t-shirt with my Snuggie, and a hat, a toboggan hat.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's toasty and you know, my nose gets a little cold sometimes, but I'll just put it down in my shirt.
Oh my gosh.
But that's it. I'd rather do that than sit there with heat blowing.
Yeah. The worst part about it, not turning your heat on, is when you have to go sit down on the toilet. Oh. And that toilet seat is like an ice cube tray. I mean, it is so cold.
Yeah.
It is so cold. But the rest of it, I'm like, fine. And the dog's still sleeping, you know, on the hardwood floor instead of the carpet in the bed. I mean, he's loving mm-hmm. life. So I'm like, man, it's working for both of us.
But you know what, Riggins? I would much rather sit down on an ice cold toilet seat than one that's warm. Because that means somebody else just got off of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's gross.
Yeah.
Because I don't have those toilet seat warmer things.
The Japanese toilet that I heard a funny thing about those toilets the other day. They were touting the benefits of the Japanese toilet. And if you haven't heard, they warm the toilet seat, and they've got built-in washing functions and all that stuff. It opens automatically. It's got lights in it.
Our friend Jill that's in the office next door, she has one of those at her house.
If you ever meet somebody that has one, they love talking about their toilet. And for good reason. They spend a lot of money on it. But somebody said, if you're in Japan and you find yourself using that toilet, make sure you put that bidet setting, the wash setting, on low, because – he said, I accidentally lost my innocence. I went, oh, my God, I didn't think about that. And it's all in a foreign language, so you don't really know what you're doing. So I guess a fire hose shot up and gave him the shock of a lifetime.
Right, and it's not a wide stream either. So
it's like a super soaker right at your... that must be shocking.
Because a little tiny stream at... a high pressure.
Yeah. Hello.
You know, no one. It probably did feel like something had just, you know, like a spear had just gone.
A water spear. You know how you get those pool noodles and you shoot water out?
Yeah.
That's how you're just like, boom, like a missile right up your butthole.
Well, remember I told you before that I like to crank up the heat and basically pressure wash my taint, remember?
Oh yeah, that's
but I'm not.
Right.
I can't go back that far the other way. It's not. I can't bring myself to give that a try.
Yeah, and you don't do that as like a sexual thing. That's just something you just like clean.
It makes me feel like I'm getting clean.
Yeah,
the dirtiest place in my body is clearly my taint.
Yeah, I got a filthy taint. That is wild. I did forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like
now, just imagine that coming out in one small stream.
Yeah,
like you know, like a bullet. Just
yeah,
at that high pressure.
They're not expecting it.
I'm surprised it doesn't break the skin.
I know.
Yeah, the high pressure is the part that I could tone down. That the heat is what I need the most.
I can back off the pressure. Yeah.
I don't have a handheld shower head to do that, so I have to use the one in the kitchen sink.
Yeah,
because it pulls out, and
that's why that's why you always leave it on.
So he's like, what are you doing?
So yeah, walk me through that again. That's the last thing you do? You blast your taint?
It's one of the first things I do. Okay. It gets me started on being clean.
Okay. Soap?
Yeah, I mean, after I do a little pressure wash and then I do a normal rinse off.
Okay. It's like a car.
It'd be cool if if the shower head had soap in it. Like a pressure washer when you know
that would be
like at the car wash with the wand.
Yeah,
I've never thought about that, but that would be a good idea. Copyright TJR. what are we now?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, but if you walked in and you saw somebody doing that, you'd be like, what? That person's crazy. Just like
oh,
you know. I mean, I can't even imagine the posture. of seeing somebody do that. That is wild.
Right? Well, I have to squat over the kitchen sink to be able to do it, like a full-fledged up onto the counter, one foot on each side of the sink, and then pull the sprayer down, turn it upside down.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's you got to put the effort in, you know. We do the work, yeah, as the kids say.
Yeah, that's a dirty taint.
Mine is the cleanest you'll find.
Not before you get in the shower.
Yeah. Hey, I mean,
hey, you talk about a dirty job. Yeah, get old Mike Rowe to come do that.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Get
Mike Rowe to come and blast your taint, sandblast it.
It's like, you know, make sure you clean behind your ears. Yeah. It's like, make sure you power wash behind your nutsack. That was never in the manual.
And burn it at the same time.
Also scald it. Mm. Oh, my gosh.
So it's like a steam cleaner. You know, an old-fashioned steam cleaner.
Hey, yay, yay.
It's the job done.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.